Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israeli troops are on the move toward the Lebanese border, bringing the Middle East ever closer to the long-feared wider war in the region, says CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
Forces from Gaza are now being moved to the northern front with Hezbollah, sparking fears an all-out regional war is closer now than never before.
Investors and traders are having a very good day in the stock markets following yesterday's half-point rate cut by the Fed. Here's longtime Wall Street Observer Art Hogan.
It's been a long time coming, and I suspect if we look at their statement and their summary of economic projections, there's more rate cuts to come.
After the failure of a stopgap spending bill in the House, the Senate may have to take the lead in keeping the government from shutting down. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
There was broad opposition to the Speaker's partisan maneuver. It's time the Speaker moves on. Sadly, time is not a luxury that Congress has right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 24 people are hurt after a hay wagon accident. It happened in Chippewa Falls yesterday at an apple orchard. The sheriff said two tractors carrying people in wagons crashed into each other. More than 25 people were rushed to local hospitals there. People of all ages were hurt, including kids. Their injuries range from minor to life-threatening. And Governor Tony Evers will push for a record increase for the UW system when the next state budget rolls around, to the tune of over $800 million. It would be the largest increase ever for UW's budget. Data shows Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the nation when it comes to state funding to the university system.
That is not where we want to be, no matter where we are with numbers.
The $800 million request will go into Evers' biennial budget next year. Then the legislature will dig in. With elections this fall, the legislature may look different then, too. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Scammers are relentless, and they're still trying to impersonate our sheriff's office staff. The caller states they're with the Wood County Sheriff's Office, saying they need to discuss an urgent legal matter. Never give out financial or detailed personal information over the phone. If you feel something is off, hang up. You can call the sheriff's office directly at their non-emergency number, 715-421-8701. Remember, the sheriff's office will never ask for payment, gift cards, or cryptocurrency to resolve a matter. Reading is the building block for learning, and you can help kids with their reading skills. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is looking for reading mentors for this school year. You'll help students in kindergarten through third grade build their reading skills. The commitment is 1 hour per week for volunteers. You can find out more and sign up at uwswac.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week.
He was limited. He was limited.
Take that however you want.
Love said that he's taking everything a day at a time as he works back from an MCL sprain he suffered in the season opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm going to take the week and just take it day by day and see how it feels. But I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to, you know, take it day by day and see.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Under a mix of sun, clouds, and a few spotty shower chances, as showers and storms ramp up this evening, some have the potential to be strong. The system quickly kicks on out of here overnight, leaving us with a sunny day tomorrow and the heat still cranked up to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from the beautiful and historic Greene County Courthouse in downtown Monroe. We are here for the 110th Cheese Days in Monroe. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with you with our outstanding producer and engineer back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Aaron Zommers, it is the 19th of September 2024, a Thursday. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Mr. Zommers, I wish you were here with me because it's going to be a delicious, literally and figuratively weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I wish I was there, too. But I'm going to see what I can do. I think I can come there on Saturday, maybe be part of the new attempt at the Guinness World Record of largest polka dance.
All right. We have our next. You've just already riled up our next guest coming up in a second here. Gary, who's the head of entertainment. That's a great segue, Mr. Zommers. We're going to get into that in a minute. But, yes, come on. You, Mr. Zommers, just like everybody else, should come to Cheese Days in Monroe. I wanted to bring on, before we get to Gary, the better half of my best friends, Kurt and Florcy Kohler. Kurt was on the first segment. Florcy Kohler. How the heck are you?
Hello, everyone. I am so excited, ready for this weekend. We have a lot of friends coming over. My son is coming over, so it could not be any better. The weather is going to be great, so we are all ready. The house is clean. We got food, some food in the house, but everything is ready in here. I told everybody, just bring some money. There is going to be cheese in over there. There is going to be food in the square. That's all we need.
What better person do you want to represent Cheese Days than that? Right? Bring your money and have fun. you and Kurt have been here now 20-plus years in Monroe. You're the parents of my two godsons I talk about all the time, and the oldest one, Alex, and his lovely girlfriend, Keegan, are on their way here. Jason is out in the West Coast, isn't going to be able to make it home. We're going to miss him, but he's doing important things out there. But talk a little bit about, as a mom, because both your boys, my godsons, worked at Klondike Cheese growing up, and tell us why that was important to you and Kurt and what they learned from that experience.
Well, coming to, Monroe, first of all, we have never heard of Monroe. When I came to school here, I came to Richland Center, and my husband got a job here in Monroe, and that was the first time we ever heard of Monroe.
Right.
But this is a beautiful city. We loved it. At the moment we came to Monroe, we loved it. Now, I wanted the boys to learn about to make cheese. Of course, we are from Greene County. This is known for making cheese makers. Mm-hmm. So that was so important. I wanted to know. So wherever they went around the world, they can say, I am from Monroe. We are you know, where they make cheese, and I wanted them to say, yes, I learned to make cheese. I work on a company where they make cheese. And also I wanted them to know how hard it is.
Yeah.
I wanted them to say, yes, I work in one of those companies where they make cheese, and, you know, and they know it's a hard work.
Yeah, and I mean, you talked about the, what was it, 5 o'clock or 5:30 every morning during the summer in high school, and you never had to wake them up. They just they did it.
They made their lunch the day before, and before you know, they got up on their own, and they got home about 4 or 5 o'clock, and you know, before you know, it was 9 o'clock, and they were already in bed.
And I know, just talking to both the boys, but I know Jason mentioned to me in particular, one of his employers, they saw that he had done this, and they're like, "Wow, you must know how to work." Right?
Yes,
I mean, it teaches you something.
And another thing I believe they appreciated is they said that they appreciated some of the people who worked there. They've been there for 25 years, 30 years, and they thought how hard they had worked all this year. They respect that. But they also said, I think that's something that I don't think I would like to do,
right,
for the rest of my life, even though it's very respectful work, you know. But I would like to continue with my education.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very thankful that one of them, you know, graduated with an engineering degree and the other one with
microbiology
degree. So, but I also appreciated that they respected.
Yeah, it's a respectful work. It's a respectful location. And it's good to see that there are now next generation cheese makers here in Monroe that are continuing that tradition and making great cheese. So talk to us just before we let you go, Florcy. Gary Grossen brought it up, and also Noreen Ruckert, that there are so many now Latinos, Hispanic folks working in the cheese industry here in Greene County and other places. You're originally from El Salvador, and you're a U.S. citizen now. But what does that mean to you to see this kind of, you know, merging of cultures from a Swiss culture? Your husband, Kurt, has Swiss background. You're obviously Latino from El Salvador, Latina. What does that mean to you to see this kind of merging of cultures now?
You know, I think it's wonderful. I know there are different opinions for different people, but I also believe, just like in any culture, you know, but a lot of these people come from a lot of other countries. They do want to come and work.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do come. If you're given the opportunity, they do work.
Mm-hmm.
Do they come and take the jobs from you? You see a lot of the factories. They say they're looking for people.
Right. They're looking for workers.
They're looking for workers. So are they taking your jobs?
No.
No. Okay. So they are over there. Go ahead and apply. You see them, those advertisements, and they're looking for people to work.
Yeah.
So are they for anybody?
Right.
And so those signs continue to be there. But so, you know, we are just so happy to have that mix of cultures.
Right.
You know, I think we bring a little mixture of everything, the fun, we bring the food, we bring the music. You know, I think it's a great mixture.
It is. And you know, I think it just brings to mind, you know, unless we're Native American, we all come from somewhere, right? And the Swiss immigrants were the ones that immigrated from Switzerland. And whether it's New Glarus or whether it's Monroe, you know, the Swiss weren't born here. They came here at one point. And this is, I think, if you get the right cheese, it can literally be a melting pot here in Monroe, figuratively and literally, right?
That is correct. And we have something that is called queso fresco.
Yeah.
And that's another cheese that, you know, has come from also our countries. Right. And that is something that they're making in here, too.
Yeah. What's your favorite part? You have one favorite part of cheese days you look forward to every other year?
Having our families coming over, my kids coming over, and having cheese curds, eating cheese curds.
Optimus cheese curds. Get your tickets, then you get your cheese curds, right?
That's right.
All right. Florcy Kohler, thank you so much. Thanks for letting me crash in your spare bedroom this weekend.
You're welcome. You're very anytime.
I said, make me a list. I'll help clean. And she said, no, you don't have to. So anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun. So Florcy, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Florcy Kohler. We're going to bring on our next guest here in just a moment. But before we do, Mr. Zommers, here we go. Time once again for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Contest.
That digs on me. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl.
All right, here we go now. Time for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Up for grabs, either every hour that we do this contest, we're going to give away either $100 cash or gold jewelry. Every hour, we're going to give you the keyword here in just a minute, and then everybody entered in for the grand prize, one winner at the end of next week. It'll be a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. So here's how this works. If you don't have it, go to your app store on your Apple or Android device and do a search for the Civic Media app. Just type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up. You tap on it. It takes less than a minute, and it is free, the Civic Media app. Then you open the app. You'll see a list of all of our lovely stations across Wisconsin. Click on the one closest to you, or you can start at the top with either Waukesha or Madison, and then it opens up on the right-hand side. You'll see a little icon that says text. Text. Click on that. Now, you're all set. I am going to give you the word here for this hour, and type this in and then text it to us. So the word this hour is metal. Metal. The word this hour is metal. M as in Mary, E as in Edward, T-A-L, as in a precious metal. The word this hour is metal. M-E-T-A-L. Type carefully, because if it goes to a different bad spelling or whatever, the computer doesn't recognize it, because they don't allow Todd to do the choosing. You understand? We want to keep this all above board, because I might choose somebody from Monroe. I might be apt to, you know, do that. Now, so Todd, the computer chooses it, but they'll only do ones that count. Yes, Mr. Summers.
I can just hear Jeff Perry asking us right now, but Todd, is this a statewide contest?
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Zommers. And yes, as a matter of fact, it is. The lawyers tell us, we have to tell you, it is a statewide contest, just like our network, and just like anybody across the state can come to Cheese Days in Monroe. So the word this hour is metal, M-E-T-A-L. Text metal right now. You have until 2 o'clock to text this in. Metal. Text it to the Civic Media app, the word this hour. We are going to bring on our next guest here as we're live at the Greene County Courthouse in downtown Monroe. Gary, thank you for coming to the table. Give us your full name, introduce yourself, what your title is here, and tell us a little bit about yourself. Whoop, 1 second. If I turn your mic on, that would certainly help. Go ahead.
My name is Gary Neuenschwander. I'm the president of the Cheese Days Board of Directors, and I'm also the entertainment chairman for the weekend. I was born and raised in Monroe, left for 30 years while I worked at the Capital Times, and moved back after I retired.
Wow.
And haven't been really retired, just kind of doing what I want to.
So, Gary, about a minute and a half or a minute or so left in this segment. We're going to come back and get more into this. But tell us just for a minute what goes into the entertainment committee here at Cheese Days.
Well, we're really fortunate because we only have so many slots that we can fill, and we have to turn people away.
Wow. Wow.
But we have everything from pop to a doo-wop group out of Milwaukee. Tonight we've got the Rhythm Kings from Milwaukee. We have a German band. We have a ukulele band coming.
Wow.
On Saturday.
A ukulele band. I love it.
A little Swiss entertainment, just a lot of, we have the mariachi band's coming from Madison. So
wow.
It promises to be something there for everyone.
Yeah, I think it really, I know it really is. And, you know, when Zomer's talked about you're going to try to set the world record on Saturday, we're going to come back because you're like, no, we are setting the world record, right?
Yeah, yes.
It's a great chance for all of you across the state to come down. Cheese Days in Monroe, Wisconsin. It's about, depending upon your lead foot, 40, 45 minutes south of Madison or so. You could get here easily. There's all kinds of free parking. There's no admission. The only cost to you is if you want to buy food or drinks or things like that. And we certainly would encourage you to buy some cheese curds from the local Optimist Club here. But there's all kinds of great entertainment as well. Again, no admission fee. Going to come back and talk to Gary about some of those great events and setting a world record. We're here at the Cheese Days in Monroe. You should be too on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Waba.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Interest rates, annual fees, oh my gosh, late fees or escrow. Have you ever shopped around for the best credit card deal or tried to understand all those mortgage closing costs? If you have and you found it really frustrating, you are not alone and you are not dumb. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is a government agency I actually like, did a lot of research that shows that complex pricing structures are more expensive for us. Complex pricing structures are when there's a lot of different costs at a lot of different levels associated with one product. They make it harder for us to compare prices across offerings. They lead us to make more mistakes. So when I find myself facing a complex pricing situation, I take a deep breath, I slow down, and I do the best math I can to get the best deal I can. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's payday. We gotta get that cheese.
Welcome back to the Dollar Ball Show, live on location here at Cheese Days in Monroe, Wisconsin, at the Greene County Courthouse in downtown Monroe on the square. Mr. Zomers, that song has a whole new meaning on a weekend like this. You gotta get that cheese. Now we get paid this weekend. When you get that paycheck on Friday, you gotta come on down to Cheese Days in Monroe and spend it on a little cheese.
The whole
How about
thing.
That?
Just buy as much cheese
thing.
As you... No, don't do that. That is not financial advice.
We are here live on the square talking to Gary Neuenschwander, and he is the entertainment chair of Cheese Days in Monroe. Neuenschwander, a good Swiss name.
Good Swiss name.
See,
right.
How about that? So tell us a little bit about this polka. I saw in the papers that you are attempting, but you say you're absolutely going to do it, the Guinness Book of World Record Polka Championship. Tell us how this idea came about and what you're going to do.
Well, 10 years ago, during the 100th anniversary of Cheese Days, we decided we were going to see if we could get 100 accordion players to play the Cheese Day song. And we were told, oh, you'll never find 100 accordion players. Right. Well, we got 137. So they played it. So this is the, let's see, is it the 30th, 40th? Anyway, it's an anniversary year for the polka being the state dance of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So DJ Shotsky, she was mentioning that to us, and we were looking up the what was the world's record for most polka dancers. It's only like 864.
Really?
And it's someplace in Germany that did it.
Well, we could beat that.
So we decided to put out on our website, a little thing saying, if we had this, would you polka? And within 3 weeks, we had over 1,000 people say, oh, yeah, we'll be down.
Really?
So we decided we were going to do it. So now it's open on Saturday. You do have to register, because that's part of the certification for Guinness, is we have to follow the strict rules. So everyone has to sign in. So between 8:45 and 1:59 on Saturday, just come down, and there will be several tables where you just have to sign in. And in return, you get a commemorative polka button that's numbered and to the first 3,000 people.
Really? So, and for those listening on the radio on the stream, well, we're outside, so we're getting a little bit of that wind right now. But I think it's going to calm down. But that's what happens when you're outside on location once in a while. You get a little wind interference. But I think people got that, Gary. So the big thing is that, yes, there were pre-registered here for the
right.
polka.
So that
anybody can come.
Anyone can come. I don't care if you're 5 years old or 85 years old. But at 2 o'clock, we're going to broadcast over the courthouse sound system so that no matter where you are on the square, if you're standing in line for cheese curds or if you're going through the cheese tent or if you're looking at some of the exhibit, you just stop and polka.
That's fantastic. And so where do people go if they want to get one of the buttons and actually officially register?
Okay, that'll be on the northwest corner of the square.
Okay.
And there'll be 8 or 10 tables starting at 8:45 on Saturday morning and going until 1:59. And all you have to do is sign up. So like I said, the first 3,000 people to sign up will get a button.
And you, too, could be part of a world Guinness Book of World Record as the biggest polka dance in the world.
And we're saying if you can walk, you can polka.
Absolutely. Well, I know we're going to be polkaing on Saturday for sure. It's going to be a busy day on Saturday. You have the run walk as well, correct, on Saturday
correct.
Morning?
Correct. That starts at 7:30, I think. That goes throughout the entire community, so that's always a big event.
I've done that before, and the cool part here, when you do the run walk in Monroe, you get to the finish line, and you get yourself a free cheese sandwich and a beer at the end.
Yes.
I mean, well, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
Right?
That's right.
Even if you're thinking, I can't make it, all you got to think in your head is, there is a beer and a cheese sandwich at the end of this.
That's right. I mean, by then the cheese curd stand will be open, the cheese tent stand
right.
will be open, you can sample some of Greene County's finest cheese.
Just a couple of minutes, Gary. I want to talk about two things. Can you stay through the break
sure.
for a little bit? All right. But if we run out of time, we'll pick it up. But I want to talk about two things specifically. I call it kind of the main stage behind us here is being set up, which has a lot of the cultural things. Talk to us about the Swiss entertainment, the cultural entertainment that's going to be on that stage.
Okay. Well, the Cheese Days began as a tribute to the dairy industry, but also the Swiss immigrants who came over. So, a very important part of Cheese Days is the Swiss entertainment. So we have a German band out of New Glarus. We have the Elphorn players who will be, there are 9 or 11 of them that will be roaming the courthouse square for 3 days, stopping and playing. We have a roving accordion player who will be Eddie, who will be going around the square. We have several years ago out of New Glarus, Betty Vetterly and the Edelweiss Stars. Well, they've all passed, but some of the descendants, they're reviving. So that's going
awesome.
To be on the stage. There's polka bands. And then down at Turner Hall, which is a block and a half south of the square, they are doing a full day of Swiss cultural things. Some Swiss singers will be performing. So it works better inside with those kind of things. So they're going to be having their own things, and they'll have some Swiss food down there, too.
Yeah, that's what I love about that part of it is you get the it's not a costume, but it's a traditional dress.
Right.
First of all, you see people, lederhosen, and women in traditional Swiss gowns. But you have the music, and you have the food. And
right.
it's the whole thing. So if you're someone of Swiss heritage or you want to learn more about it, you can actually learn history while you're here as well.
And one of the food stands on the square during the weekend features raclette, which is it's a melted cheese over a lot of them. It's tiny red potatoes, but it's vegetables. So there is... there is all that. And Turner Hall, the restaurant, will be serving Swiss food.
And be like Todd, don't start your diet until after Cheese Days.
That's right. That's right.
There's nothing wrong with just putting off your diet for one weekend and
that's
celebrating
right.
Cheese Days. Well, stay with us, Gary, if you'd be so very kind. We're going to come back on the other side. I want to talk just a few minutes about if you're not so interested in the Swiss music, but why wouldn't you be? There's also some great live bands that are going to be on the other stage right over our shoulder here
right.
on the corner. My favorite Boogie and the Yo-Yos, they are a tradition here almost every year, as my granddad would have said, partner every year here at Cheese Days. We'll come back, talk to Gary about that. Come to Cheese Days in Monroe, where we are at live on the location. It's the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gotta get that money.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you requested an absentee ballot for the November 5th election, it may be in your mailbox soon. Today is the deadline for clerks across Wisconsin to send you your ballot if you've already requested one. Going forward, if you ask for it, they have 24 hours to mail it to you. In many communities with drop boxes, they can open as well. And Wisconsin's minimum wage has been $7.25 for 15 years. One argument against raising it is concern about job cuts. A new study says that doesn't hold up. Economist Ben Zipperer.
What does happen is that employee turnover falls dramatically. And that's because the job is suddenly more attractive to workers when you pay them more. And that's one of the reasons why you don't actually see big falls in employment after a minimum wage increase.
Zipperer is from the Economic Policy Institute. Republicans have stalled efforts to raise Wisconsin's minimum wage. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The incident that happened at Lincoln High School on Wednesday caused concern within the community. In an interview, one parent said it's difficult to sit and wait, but they knew that was the best way to allow school officials and police to do their job and keep everyone safe. Superintendent Ron Rasmussen said the LHS building was in a code yellow.
We just, right at that point, are just, you know, maintaining control of the building and security of the building. No visitors are in or out of the building at that point.
Because of ALICE protocols, staff members can choose to further secure their classrooms if they hear or see something happening. Some classrooms turned off their lights and implemented further security. The parent interviewed said their student was confused by the second announcement, saying that if the fire alarm went off, to not exit the building. They didn't know what that meant, and it confused students. Read the full article on WFHR.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proving to be a friend of the biz. Newsom just signed a bill that gives performers more protections and more control over their likeness when it comes to AI. The governor signed two bills into law on Tuesday at SAG headquarters in Los Angeles. The union has been a big proponent of the bills, and Newsom has proven to be a big proponent of the union. There might be people who don't like Dolly Parton, but you'll probably never meet one. The legendary singer recently created family meal kits where people can eat Dolly's cooking in their home, and they really are her own recipes. Parton also weighed in on Beyoncé's country album, saying she really liked it and is open to doing a duet with her at some point. She called Taylor Swift a great inspiration and said we need uplifting people these days. Kind of like Dolly Parton. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Under a mix of sun, clouds, and a few spotty shower chances, as showers and storms ramp up this evening, some have the potential to be strong. The system quickly kicks on out of here overnight, leaving us with a sunny day tomorrow and the heat still cranked up to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil takes us on a trip through the battleground states and the messages being sent to voters by the Harris and Trump campaigns.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Truth, wherever it may go or may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattleball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Still excited, almost forgot our tagline, because really, this is the having fun doing it part. When you get to go on location, as Trigvi Olsen and I do so many times, and we try to promote it, we ask the question, what makes Wisconsin great? Because it's our community festivals that really unite us, and it doesn't matter our political persuasions, where we come from. These are the things that pull us together and make us uniquely Wisconsin, and we're so honored and so pleased to be here at the Greene County Courthouse in downtown Monroe, Wisconsin, for Cheese Days in Monroe. We're talking to Gary Neuenschwander, who is the entertainment chair. Gary, this is really something. I don't know anybody who comes to this thing and says you're wearing a red hat or a blue hat. Everybody is wearing cheese heads during cheese
days. That's great.
it's a unifying event.
Oh, it is. Everyone, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, you're a cheese head for the day.
Everyone's welcome at Cheese Days in Monroe.
That's right.
talk to us a little bit before the break. And again, Cheese Days is happening here in Monroe, Wisconsin. If you're listening in Green Bay or Amory or Wausau or other places, it's a beautiful part of the state, just south of Madison, 40, 45 minutes, easy to get to. There's no admission fee for the weekend for all these great entertainment events that Gary's walking us through. You can walk around. You can experience all this thing. The only thing you're going to need money for is if you're buying some of the great food here, having a beverage, or want to take home some of the great swag from Cheese Days as well. It is happening. It kicks off locally here tonight, but really the big kickoff is tomorrow through Sunday. Gary, you talked to us a little bit about the cultural music and events happening in terms of Swiss culture. Talk to us about some of the entertainment events that are more, I guess I'd say, more modern entertainment. With the big stage right over my shoulder.
Okay, well, each evening we have a featured band. Tonight it's Rhythm Kings. Tomorrow night it's FBI and the Incredible Horns. It's a group out of the Fox River Valley. They all play horn. It's just incredible, the sound. And they interact with the audience and are out there in the audience and having the audience up on stage. Great time. And then on Saturday night, we're having Boogie and the Yo-Yos, also from that area. Mm-hmm. This is about the, I don't know, fourth or fifth time that they've come. And each time the crowd gets bigger.
Right.
The first time they came, it was literally wall-to-wall people in the downtown area. And everyone afterwards, we started getting messages, oh, bring them back next year. And so they've been glad to come back.
It's one of the best combo of cover band, original bands that I've ever heard. And I'm not just saying that because it's Cheese Days. They're fantastic.
Oh, they are.
And like you say, just a huge, huge crowd pleaser. Great question from one of our listeners and from West Bend, listening on WAUK in Waukesha, asked the question, what does Cheese Days have for kids and what are the lodging options? Great questions, Gary.
Okay, the lodging options are somewhat limited. Monroe is a community of only 11,000 people, so The lodging accommodations are probably at this point non-existent.
You can check in a hotel.
Right, you can check. They may have cancellations.
And Airbnbs.
Airbnbs, right. There were a couple of Airbnbs open yet last week. But Freeport, Illinois is 20 miles away. They have hotels. New Glarus, there's no Badger game this weekend. So right. Madison, the hotels. Oregon. I have a niece and her family are coming from Michigan, and they're staying in Oregon, which is about, I don't know.
It's not that far.
30 minutes away.
I'd say 30, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are options. It's just right if you're really wanted to stay in Monroe, it's not gonna happen.
A friend like I did.
Yes. Right.
But no, in all seriousness, like Gary said, there are. There are hotels. Check those. But they're great. The roads, whether it's Highway 11 or 69 or whatever. I mean, there's great roads to drive
right.
in, and it's the beautiful rolling hills this time of year in this part of the state. You know, if you have to drive 20 minutes, a half an hour, it's not a big deal.
And we do have events for kids.
Yes, let's go talk about
there's
that.
There's a Kids Adventure Street, in which we have juggling, we have entertainment for them. We have a farm adventure tent in which they can see some of the how the agricultural side of things work, and some events for them. There's a carnival.
Yes, nice carnival
down. Yeah, it's right half a block off the square. And so that's a popular thing. The kids can enter the Cheese Days, Chase, if they, you know.
Yeah.
So there is, we do make sure there is something for the kids because they're a very important part. We also have a farm tour. There's one farm tour that the tickets will not be sold until, I can't remember if it's tomorrow or Saturday, but anyway, they will visit a farm in the area. So you can see firsthand the farming operation. We do try and make something available for all the kids.
As someone who's come here for, you know, going on 20 years probably to this thing, I've always been impressed. Yes, there's a great beer tent here and people are, you know, having a beverage in the street. But I've never seen it get what my people like to say out of hand. I mean, it's a very family friendly. I have family coming in this weekend. It's a very family friendly event where people just get along and there's, I'll just say, you know, in my words, there's no yahoos going around causing trouble.
Right. And you know? In fact, it's been a few years now. But we do have a beer tent on the square, and you can walk within the courthouse square perimeter with your
right.
with your beer. And the first year we tried it, the police reported that the number of complaints or things that they had to do dropped dramatically.
Yeah.
Because people were just so so. Kinder,
well behaved.
Yes,
I think I think it was so smart because rather than going to a very confined quote unquote beer garden where all
right.
you do is stand there and drink, you get a beverage and then you walk around and you have something to eat and you look at things and there's people aren't just focused on having a drink.
Right.
It's part of the just the fun of it rather than a specific thing.
That's right.
So and besides, you're going to balance that with the cheese curds at the Optimist Club.
Right. You know, and there's nothing better than cheese and beer.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Let's see. Also, Andrew listening in Verona on WMDX says, now where do I get my biannual Limburger cheese sandwich? Right behind us.
Right. You can buy them at Bumgartner's. They're noted for them. And there will be tents that you can buy them. They will be available. And, you know, the correct way to eat a Limburger sandwich is with a slice of raw onion and a little bit of mustard on top.
There you go. A guy who knows his cheese sandwiches. Karina, in listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, all this cheese and no wine? Well, there's wine. There's wine, yes.
Yeah, we're selling in the beer tent. They're selling wine. And if you wanted to visit two vineyards. There's one in Browntown, which is about 5 miles west of Monroe, and there's one in New Glarus.
And there's a new wine bar, I believe, here
on the
square.
There's a new wine bar on the square, which features those and several other wines. So the wine presence is here. You can also buy, like I said, buy them at the beer tent.
Yeah, and of course, there's a lot of non-alcoholic beverages as well. There's great lemonade stands, and there's fruit smoothies, and, of course, sodas. So if you don't want to partake of an alcoholic beverage, there's lots of things for you as well. So it's just a great time to have by all. We are talking to Gary Neuenschwander, who is the entertainment chair here of Cheese Days in Monroe. We are live on the square here. Gary, are there any other events, any other things that people need to know if they're going to come to Cheese Days in Monroe?
This year, we've always had a craft show. This year it's a maker's market. Somebody new is doing it. They've put renewed interest. It's been revived. There's 45 exhibitors. It was somewhat juried so that there wouldn't be duplicate, but that's going to be going on the weekend right off the square. One of the things, like I said, we're in a downtown area, so it is a little congested. We offer park and rides. You can park, and there will be signs as you come into town telling you how to get there. In one of the businesses in town, is letting us use their parking lot, and we have free shuttles every 15 minutes all day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you can park there for free and bring a shuttle downtown. We also had this year we have a drop and pickup spot where you can drop your people off and then find a parking spot and meet them there and pick them up. So, you know, like I said, parking can be at a premium, but we're trying to make it as easy as possible for everyone.
Yeah, and again, the weather is supposed, for the most part, Gary, I think there's going to be maybe some severe storms coming through parts of Wisconsin overnight, but the day, tomorrow and Saturday, and even now looking like Sunday, it's going to be just beautiful. So, right. Again, Monroe is a very walkable community. Oh. There's some beautiful, if you're like me and you appreciate architecture and older homes, that's one of the other things I love about Monroe. There's so many cool older homes that have been maintained, and sometimes I enjoy just walking around town, all right. seeing these, and people kind of dress up their lawns, a lot of them, and things like that. And so it's just a lot of, as someone who's a people and a place watcher, that's just kind of fun too.
And one thing that I didn't mention is Sunday is the big cheese parade.
Swiss Colonies Parade.
Right. It's co-sponsored by the Swiss Colony. It will kick off from the fairgrounds and come downtown and go back to the fairgrounds. So the fairgrounds is about 2 miles from the downtown square, so you can watch it from along the parade route, or you can watch it downtown. But it's about there's probably 4 miles of space where you can view it from. And it will leave the fairgrounds. It's about a two-hour parade. A lot of local things, you know. Yeah. The Jesse White tumbling team is coming.
Wow. That's right. They're in the parade every year, too.
That's right.
Are we going to get, since they're off this week, are we going to have a few of the UW marching band people?
Well, we're hoping. They won't be able to tell availability until tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, wow. They're very busy.
And how many would be available? But, yeah, since it's a bye week.
I always enjoy having them in the parade down here. It's always a lot of fun.
Right,
so
right.
It's really, really cool.
A lot of high school marching bands.
Yes, there are. It's one of the biggest, and, you know, I used to have a life in politics, so I did a lot of parades over the years, and many of them in the area. And this is one of the best in terms of just, like, the number of area high school bands, the quality of floats and that sort of thing. It's not, you know, just people with cars and a sign. I mean, there is some really cool stuff.
We don't allow
politics.
We don't allow any political candidates.
I know. For all you people that are sick of politics, that are sick of the election, you will not see.
No.
Because I know it used to be when I was
right.
working in the business, it used to be you could come and walk through like before the parade started. But I don't think they even allow that, right?
No.
That's great. People need a break once in a while from politics, and you're not going to see politicians in the big
parade. There won't be
any. So there's your break. There's your break. Just come to Cheese Days and enjoy a politics-free parade and a politics-free festival, right?
Right.
It's unifying. It's really, really great. On the website, if you want more information, I have it up on my computer right now. This is great because it's simple and it's direct. CheeseDays.com. That's it. Just go to CheeseDays.com.
And on it, it's got the schedule and parking and anything you needed to know about Cheese Days.
Yeah, CheeseDays.com. Gary Neuenschwander, thank you so much for spending time with us, being generous of your time. Less than a minute left. Anything I didn't ask you want to make sure people know?
No, just come and, as we say, eat, drink, and yodel.
Are you a yodeler, too?
Oh, not me.
Oh.
But our Cheese Day King this year is one of the best yodelers ever.
Well, maybe we get him on the show tomorrow. We'll see. But we had Corey Grossen on earlier. She's a yodeler.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. She was fantastic. Yeah. She yodeled us out to break.
And Tony has been featured in commercials and So.
Well, that's fantastic. All right, Gary Neuenschwander, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Cheese Days, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I just appreciate it so very much. We appreciate his time as well. Gary Neuenschwander, the chair of Cheese Days here in Monroe. Going to come back, wrap things up. You have some questions, or give us your memories of Cheese Days or cheese questions. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We are live on the square at Cheese Days in Monroe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to the Tylenol Show, live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe, Wisconsin, at the Greene County Courthouse. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC and CBS Radio News, depending upon your station across the Civic Media Network. And then a quick update of weather and sports, and then into the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn. 4 until 6, Dom Selvia. And then at 6 o'clock, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. A great lineup all afternoon and into the evening here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, we're still in the middle of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Your chance to win this hour, gold. We're giving away gold jewelry this hour. Sometimes it's cash on our hour here today. One person that calls in, or pardon me, texts in this hour will win gold jewelry. All of you who text in this hour will be entered in for the grand prize winner, which will be drawn by computer next week, which is a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. The word text, go to the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, download it at the App Store in your iPhone or Android device, and then open the app up, the Civic Media app. Choose a station. You can choose the top one, Waukesha or Madison. Click on that. When you do, on the right-hand side, you'll see a little icon that says text. Text. Click on that, and then type in this word. The word this hour is metal. M as in Mary, E, T as in Todd, A, L, as in gold metal, M-E-T-A-L. Actually, no, that'd be, that's metal, isn't it? It's metal. Like, gold is a... Because there's a lot of... Here's the deal, Zomers, back in Madison. I'm seeing a lot of people either auto-correcting or it's not the correct word. And if it's not spelled right, the computer won't recognize it. So I'm going to spell it for you. Metal. M-E-T-A-L. Metal. All right?
It's like the genre of music you rock out to, not what you would win in the Olympics.
Right. I said that wrong. I apologize. I think this is a hard word, by the way. I think this is skewing our results this hour.
I don't think so. I'm seeing a lot of people.
You don't think so? All right. Well, that's good. Metal, that's the word. M is in Mary, E is in Edward, T is in Todd, A L. Metal. Text metal right now to the Civic Media app. Zomers, what a show. You can see people, those watching on the StreamYard, lots of things being set up here on the square right now. People starting together. And again, tonight's kind of a local event. Anybody's welcome, but there's going to be some local entertainment here tonight. But then things really kick off tomorrow here in Monroe for Cheese Days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I just want to say thank you to Sage Weil, our owner, and to Civic Media for allowing me the opportunity, for us the opportunity to travel around the state, because I love all the things we do on this show, but there are a few things, probably nothing I enjoy more than just getting out and talking to real Wisconsinites about things happening in people's communities.
Especially for Cheese Days. One of the first things you said you wanted to do when you knew you were getting a show is travel to Monroe for Cheese Days.
Right? You're right.
It's been a long time coming.
Did I bring this up at our very first meeting?
I think so. Or at least soon after.
And the reason that we didn't do it last year, because Cheese Days is only every other year. So when we started, we're coming up on our second anniversary here next, in 2 months, I guess, a little under 2 months. And Cheese Days had just happened. So we had to wait an entire 2 year cycle to get back here and bring this to people on the air. So you're right. It's been a long time coming.
But finally, we get to do it.
Finally, we get to come to Cheese Days in Monroe. And it's going to be great tomorrow. We're going to be here, and I believe we'll have some of the elp horn. You know what an elp horn is, Zomers? You're a musical guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the big long horn that...
Exactly.
Like, Ricola commercials.
Yes, Ricola. It's that kind of a horn. And they set the base of it on the ground, and it's that big and that heavy. And so we're going to try to get some elk horn. They're beautiful, by the way. And try to get some accordion people. There'll be more people around us here because today was kind of setup day. But still, we got to talk to a master cheesemaker. We got a yodeler on the show. We got to talk to the chair of Cheese Days. We got to talk to the entertainment chair. Many thanks to my on-site producer, Kurt Kohler, today and Florcy Kohler for making that happen. We
yes,
appreciate
thank you.
All for putting those people together. So it's fantastic. And like Kurt and Florcy said, and the rest of our guests too, so much of it is just bringing people, gathering around, and it's about family, friends, and food. And when you have those three things together, family, friends, and food in a great environment, isn't that what Wisconsin's about? I mean, it doesn't matter whether you go to a Brewers game. And by the way, just a bit outside, the story of the 82 Brewers in theaters at least through this weekend. So if you haven't seen it, make sure you go, because Kurt and Florcy and I want to go Monday, and so we need you to buy your tickets now so that the film is held over for another week. So, but no, it's a great film, and it's still doing well. And so go see Just a Bit Outside, the story of the Brewers. And, of course, the Brewers wrapped up the National League Central last night. Did you see that, Summer?
I did. Exciting stuff.
It really was exciting stuff. It was just so much fun, and they're doing well, and no better way to celebrate that than get out there and watch Just a Bit Outside. So it's been a good show here. I was actually going to let's see how quickly we can turn this around, Zomers. I'm sending you a cut right now. We're doing radio in real time. All right, I just sent it to you. This is Pat Murphy and Bob Uecker last night. Pat Murphy, the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, they waited until Uecker got down in the clubhouse last night to really get the celebration going. I don't know, Zombers, we got time to play it or not?
We'll do
it tomorrow.
Not.
All right, that's fine. We'll do it tomorrow. Euchre has a great line, as always. I want to thank my guests, Kurt Kohler, Forsy Kohler, Noreen Ruckert, Gary and Corey Grossen, Gary Newinch, Schwander. Anybody else I left off there, Zomers? And the sheriff, Sheriff Knable down. We even met the sheriff. He was helping out today, too. We appreciate everybody, most of all, for you for listening. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. We'll be back here live tomorrow. Come to Cheese Days in Monroe. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the author and our colleague of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, an update on the Racing Sausage Lego set. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.